We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. We'll let you guys know about the Dribble Drive. It is coming up November 16th. Zaslow, he is leading the way. Dribble Drive Challenge going 13.8 miles from Miami Cancer Institute in Kendall all the way to the American Airlines Arena. If you guys want to donate, form teams, get in on the action, heathelpcure.org. 13.8 miles, man, from Miami Cancer Institute all the way to American Airlines Arena. There's also the shorter version, the Dribble Drive from Vizcaya to the arena, and the Dribble Drive Dash, which is right around the perimeter of the arena. Great cause to help find a cure for cancer. The Heat, Entercom, Miami Cancer Institute, all coming together for this cause. Again, go to heathelpcure.org.
So, Tobin, during the break, we're not going to get into the specifics, but we've been wanting him to do hot takes all day, and his hot takeage has come with certain careers that you shouldn't be a hobby at, like secret agent. Like, you're born to be a secret agent. You don't dabble in secret agency.
Yep.
You just do it or you don't.
That's right. That's right. I'll tell you another one. Farmer. You're born a farmer and that's it. Like, I don't want people being hobby farmers.
Like, what about the people with green thumbs and they have
nope.
Like my buddy out in California, he's got like a bunch of veggies and fruits.
Nope.
And
I don't want his, guess what? I don't want his vegetables. I don't want them.
They're organic. They're nice looking.
You know what they're not?
What?
They're not pure farming vegetables. They don't come from the roots and lines of farming. I know. I come from a line of farmers, okay? You think I want some yahoos like, oh, I'm rich. I'm into horses. You think I respect those people as raisers of equine? No. No.
What'd you just do?
Bob Baffert. You call wine and cheese?
Oh, please.
You don't like Bob Baffert?
Bob Baffert? No. Please. That dude's go to the highest bidder. He's not true blue as it comes to the horses. I'm a Dwayne Lucas guy.
Any other professions?
That's all I got for right now.
So secret agents and farmers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What do you do when you're not here?
What about boat captains?
Tell you what happened to me yesterday. Speaking of careers.
Oh, gosh.
Oh,
so
boy.
I got some weirdos at my Publix, right?
I mean, maybe they're looking at you and going, hey, there's that Tobin
that
weirdo.
Same guy is saying the same thing this morning.
Some weirdos at the Publix cash register, right? Like, there's one guy, I can't go to him because no matter what shirt I'm wearing, he reads what my shirt is, has his own comment, and then wants an explanation of my shirt. I avoid that guy. I don't care if he's got nobody in his line, which, by the way, he never has anybody in his line because he obviously does this to everybody, so everybody avoids him. Somehow, he's the cashier.
But you want to get through, so you go through the line.
But yesterday, I needed a little propane refill. Go to Publix. Standard.
Yeah.
Leave the propane tank at the cage.
Yeah.
Go pay for your refill.
Then they come out, they unlock it, the blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Yep.
So, out of nowhere, dude just hits me with this, because I have my wallet out, and I'm paying for my propane, $17.99, standard. And he goes, it's funny. They make you give your ID to buy some Sudafed, but I could do a lot more damage with a full tank of propane. I was like, excuse me?
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong, but why do you say that to somebody who is trying to just buy something to grill food for his family? And he is letting me know I could do a lot more damage with a full tank of propane.
So you're just trying to get the hell up out of there.
Well, now I got two cashiers that I can't go by.
Another dude.
I think this is a different dude.
Oh, he would scare me more.
I think this Publix is out now. I think I'm done.
So it's
a very convenient Publix.
I'm sure there's
right next to
another one within 2 miles.
There is, but this one is right next to my house. Like it is a brisk walk to this Publix. So I love this Publix, but now there's a guy who's letting me know he has plans with propane or has thought that he's had plans with propane, and I can't go back. Because all I'm going to think about is this guy's thought about what he'd do with a full tank of propane. That doesn't seem like it involves cooking steak.
Of course not.
Very scary. All right, a lot going on in sports. Let's get the headlines.
Let's do it.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
All right, here's the deal. Miami Heat waxed that Atlanta ass last night, 120-87. Your boy, Scotty Drippin, Tyler Hero, 23 points, 14 in a row to start the game to lead the Heat. Bam had 15 points and 10 boards. I guess he can get out of bed and get a double-double. So that's good.
I got to tell you what, man. It's going to be a lot more fun for these guys playing with Bam as the starting big. I'm not even trying to take a shot at Hassan Whiteside.
No, you are.
It's just the facts.
They're going to play faster.
It's faster, smoother, passes the damn ball to shooters, blocking all over the place. Then he goes out on the perimeter defense. He just can't. The guy's fantastic. I was getting really mad at my boy Slim yesterday. This guy's still on Twitter just harping and whining about Bam's offensive polish. I wanted to polish him right in the head. Oh, he doesn't have offensive polish. Still not making a jump. It's been three preseason games. Can the guy get a break?
Slim hasn't learned his lesson yet. Not that I'm wanting to talk, but he was definitely talking about the fact that the Flashback Diner has the Thanksgiving sandwich, which we all love.
Mm-hmm.
So he might derail him off his quest to get healthier.
Thanksgiving sandwich is probably worth it, though. So the gravy.
Good. So good.
What? You don't like gravy?
Not on sandwiches.
Oh, you're talking.
What?
Delicious.
What? You give me the turkey and the stuffing and the mashed potatoes and everything on the sandwich. Except I have to. See, I'm weird, though. I like the jellied cranberry sauce. I have to have that on there, too.
Yeah, like my wife likes the real cranberry sauce with the little cranberry. No, get out of here.
Get out of here. I don't need the jelly.
I want it wiggling.
Yes, correct.
Yep, I want you to put it on the table.
Speaking of wiggling,
you play with it and it jiggles.
Panthers wiggled their way to a nice victory yesterday, 6-4 after being down 4-1.
They conquered the Devils. Columbus Day.
-1.
How long were you waiting on that? 3 hours? Just wondering.
Since yesterday. Since they conquered the Devils.
Monday Night Football last night, a little controversy. The Packers won, beat the Lions 23-22. There was bad calls everywhere.
Hands to the shoulder. What? Never mind. We just want the Packers to win. Go and do it.
I'm telling you, if that's Jacksonville playing Detroit, they're not called. Because it's Aaron Rodgers and the Packers.
I mean, it's hard to argue. It looked like sabotage. It looked like short sabotage.
Of course it was. NLCS yesterday. Nationals took a 3-0 lead, beating the Cardinals 8-1. They are back in action today. So we have a doubleheader today, 4:08. We got the ALCS. That's tied at 1. Game 3, Cole against Severino, Houston against the Yankees.
Paul Severino's on the mound?
-1.
No, man, I like that one. You know what? I tell you what I like. Shout out to Goldstein and Mueller.
Goldie,
love those guys. One, Mueller had props yesterday.
In a helmet on or something.
He brought in the hard hat. He goes, what are you doing with that hat? He goes, this is what they were wearing in the third period, Goldie. Bring in their hard hat. Which, that's just tremendous. That's just good television broadcasting.
Correct.
Second of all, their voices sound completely different.
Well, Goldie's voice is very distinct.
I can tell them apart. And I appreciate that on a broadcast.
No doubt. Then the late game tonight could be the end of it for the Cardinals. Cardinals and Nats, game 4. The sweep could be on. First pitch is 8:05. It's Dakota Hudson against Patrick Corbin.
It ends before the series even starts because we had no idea this.
We had no idea.
Tell you who better be out there today is that Giancarlo Stanton. You're going to go out there and get to a fight with Reggie Jackson, Mr. October? You're Mr. Never. I'll hang up and listen.
Manny Diaz says that Jaron Williams is practicing, but we're not sure if he's going to start this week. Also, he says that Amari Carter is probably the nicest guy, best guy on the team. Doesn't understand why he's being targeted.
I feel bad for Amari Carter. This targeting needs to be stopped immediately.
By the way, one more and he gets suspended.
I know. This is garbage. First of all, so let me get this straight. I get suspended because refs are wrong?
Yes.
This is so dumb. So, let me get this straight. Amari Carter, he's going to lose himself a college game if another referee makes a stupid mistake about targeting, which will probably happen because they're terrible at calling this call.
And they have review for it.
It's
because it's very simple. It's a bad combination of ACC refs and the Miami Hurricanes.
No.
Here's
the combination. Here's the combination. It's phony baloney because they like to act like they care about the players. Meanwhile, they'll fight tooth and nail. Won't allow the players to get a dime off an autograph. They're like stopping government in California. No. This will ruin the NCAA. Yet you have these fake punishments that go around. You're like, yeah, but we care about head injuries. No, you don't. Don't give a rat's ass.
Well,
about these
Manny Diaz made a couple good points, which is one: when is the offensive player going to get charged with helmet to helmet when he creates it?
Never.
Does that ever happen? Never. Anyone see
never.
That?
Never.
Okay.
They do a defenseless defender.
They do with the
crackbacks and stuff like that.
But not with a helmet to helmet.
They do.
I've never seen a wide receiver called.
They get called for it when they crack down on a linebacker.
No, but not like in a catching situation where a ball is let out in front of a wide receiver and he goes to catch it and he hits the defender in the helmet.
Well, no, that's no. You don't get called for that.
It's just not an ejectable offense, and it's certainly not an extra suspension offense.
Stupid.
You can tell the whole. I thought the whole point of this was to try to eliminate malicious.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which wasn't malicious.
He's very clearly trying to do in that movement. He is so clearly not trying to hit that guy with the helmet. It's so stupid.
Oh, the
fact that they go to review and can't tell that is ridiculous to me.
The big NFL news, I actually heard this driving in. Cam Newton on the market when he gets healthy.
Like visually on the market?
Takers?
No.
Nope.
I saw that his market's like 10. Like somebody reported, they said like 10 teams would be interested in him.
Is that a whale?
It's kind of a hurt whale. It's like a whale with like a half a blowhole.
Like his tail's been hit by a propeller?
No, correct. Yeah, it's like that movie with Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
What? March of the Penguins?
No.
The Dolphin one?
The Dolphin one. Was that Morgan Freeman?
Maybe, but it's about dolphins.
It's a dolphin.
The dolphins over in Tampa. Like it's a real thing.
The one with the fake tail?
Yeah.
Morgan Freeman wasn't that?
I believe he was for like a little bit, yeah.
Morgan Freeman was like
the
doctor or something, right?
Movie.
I believe it's called Dolphin Tail.
I think he's actually right about that.
Well, you guys weren't sure about that. You were saying maybe Dolphin Tail. But
was Morgan Freeman in Dolphin Tail? Did you find that, Robbie?
Dolphin Tail.
Yes, he is.
Huh. How about that?
What? You thought I was... No, I knew he was in it.
I never saw Dolphin Tail.
Me neither.
Good movie. Yeah. It was. I mean, it's a good family movie. I think your daughter would really enjoy it. Like that age.
I think she'd rather watch the Panthers.
Here's a stat.
Cam Newton to Tampa. Book it.
Traded within the division, no
they're
way.
They're the closest.
Like what Robbie said, that's not going to happen.
They don't care. Football's different, man. There's only a couple of teams. There's only a couple of teams that really won't do it. But if the money, if the money's right,
you know who seems right up his alley, John Elway.
Jacksonville. I was going to go.
Here's the problem.
Nah, I had too much money.
Here's the problem. Tell me if I'm wrong, and it's not a black quarterback thing. It's just a quarterback thing. There are a lot of quarterbacks that come out and have a lot of abilities outside the pocket. As they get older, that fades away. Mm-hmm. You don't have the ability to do that. And then you're purely graded on your ability to throw from the pocket because that's all you can do. If you've never acquired that skill, your career normally comes to a screeching halt. Yeah. Is that happening to Cam Newton?
He's had a longer shelf life than a lot of those guys, though. I feel like
because you know why? Because he's 250 pounds.
Yeah. But also, he's been like the dude won an MVP and took him to the Super Bowl too.
He's
had a lot of success on the field.
Again, but that time frame may vary due to your size or your speed or ability to run. But as your career moves forward, you are going to be required to throw more and more from the pocket.
How much is time supposed to go for a quarterback? Because not everybody's Tom Brady and not everybody's Drew Brees and can
like,
keep it going.
Usually a quarterback quarterback, he'll play, he maybe have six or seven, like Ryan Tannehill. Ryan Tannehill will play football for seven more years.
He's a backup.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is that...
Well, Cam Newton would be on a roster for 7 years if he wanted to be.
As a backup?
Yeah, 100%.
Once you have proven you can't throw the ball out of the pocket and you can't run anymore...
Well, Chad Henning was on a roster for forever.
Because he fits the mold.
You white dude?
No, he's just a, big and he's strong and he's he can throw.
What about bum?
Okay. That's been...
So, like, Blake Bortles gets to be on a roster for the next 10 years?
Yep.
Bull crap. Dude sucks.
Yep. But, look, whether you think they can throw or not, their one skill is they can throw the ball from the pocket.
No, but, like, Eli fell off a cliff. Like, he won his Super Bowls, but really, like, when was the last time Eli was decent? It was forever.
Before. He threw for over 4,000 yards last year or a year before that.
Empty stats, my friend.
Okay, that's fine.
Empty stats.
That's fine. Again, all I'm saying is I look at a couple of guys, and it's not a black thing because I felt the same way about Johnny Manziel, and I'm starting to feel the same way about Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, but I guess, but like—
You got to look. You can't— Look, the creative stuff is great. But at some point, you got to be able to read a defense. And the only guy who's ever gotten away with not being able to do that is Ben Roethlisberger. Because he's so big, he would just hold the ball. And even if he got there, you couldn't bring him down. So I always wondered, can he read a defense? Or is he just so big they can't tackle him?
Yeah, but and also, Ben Roethlisberger's had some supreme talent around him, too.
Sure.
Like, who's Absolutely. The best skill guy that Cam's ever played? I mean, he played with Steve Smith, who was a baller.
Steve Smith.
And Greg Olsen.
Greg Olsen.
Are those his two best guys? Greg Olsen. But he's a tight end.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, there's tight ends that
He's not Gronk. He's a very, very good tight end.
I doubt he played with Mushi Muhammad. Thought that was an overlap between him and Cam Newton.
No.
Greg Olsen's always been thought of, like, I love Greg Olsen. He's fantastic. Hey. G-Reg with the third leg. But he's never been, like, has he ever been thought of as, like, the best tight end in the league? No.
You ready for this?
He's one
Leroy,
of the best.
I've come to the conclusion that Tobin isn't listening to you. I know.
Yeah, Tobin just does his own thing, no matter what
did I not
the two of
to?
Us say.
Because, like, my point, like, Michael Vick couldn't read a defense, and... Well, he had other issues. Michael That's Vick, why I didn't include him.
No, but Michael Vick still got to be on a roster for a long time, even after jail.
Right, and guess what? And it showed pretty quick that he couldn't throw out of the pocket, and guess what? It wasn't that long. That my point is that all these athletic quarterbacks, at some point, and I'll give two exceptions. Last night, and Aaron Rodgers— And Patrick Mahomes, their ability to throw the ball out of the pocket is unique.
But the next one that's going to deal with this is, it's not going to be Baker, though. It's going to be Lamar, isn't it? Because Lamar actually has supreme athletic ability.
I'm
not trying to make that the black-white
right.
thing,
no.
It's just
but
true.
But at some point, or even during the course of a year, it's kind of like one of those things where a team that shoots a three all the time, and then you play a team that, and you don't take it to the hoop, or you know the one skill that you have. If it's taken away from you, can you do all the other facets of that job? Okay, so what happens when you play an athletic team defensively, and you're not allowed to run, or you start taking hits, kind of like RG3, and then your only success will be. Or your coaches will deem, if we're going to have success in this game, you're going to have to throw from the pocket, and you can't do that.
Hey, let's talk about LeBron in China. Next. Sometimes I just want to go over there and pinch your cheeks, Robbie. We are going to give you a chance to win $1,000 coming up at the top of the hour, 9 o'clock. You will have a chance to win Channing's Change. Get yourself a grand. Also want to let you guys know the Radio.com app now has a new DVR-like feature where you can rewind up to 24 hours, check things out. If you missed a part of the show, if we told you something happened that you might have missed, you want to go back. Go now check that out with the Radio.com app. Beast can also send out text notifications. I don't know how to do that yet. He won't teach me how to do that because he's a bastard. which apparently can take you right to an interview or stuff like that. So really cool thing starting up with the technology around here with the Googles. By the way, this guy's a real Yahoo, too.
What did I do?
Just figuring that out.
What did I do?
So I forgot. I kind of overslept this morning. I was like, you know, I made it here with like.
You were fine.
Just over 15 minutes to spare. Plenty of time. Was it covered zone? But I forgot my card. I forgot my enter card. And so I just sent a little texty text. Because, see, he had texted like 10 minutes beforehand. Hey, I'm going to be there in 10 minutes. Somebody let me in the building. Which is immediately going to either me or Robbie. Because normally we're both here before him. So I imagine he got let in. And so then I'm texting. And I say, hey, I also need someone to let me in. Forgot my card. And he goes, no, Robbie will get you. Why didn't you get me?
I said, oh, too bad you just missed Leroy and I walking in.
Well, why didn't you just wait for me?
We were already here.
We just walked up here.
We were already upstairs.
You couldn't come back down and get me?
I don't have a car.
Ah, please. You're a smart guy, allegedly. You can't figure it out, put a doorstop in or something?
There's seven
doors. You acted like it was Siberia. You made poor Robbie make a second trek down to let somebody in. You should have done it.
Robbie didn't come down and let anyone in.
Hmm.
I went in with him.
I don't believe you.
He came
in with me.
I don't believe him.
By the way, I don't want to say anything.
So you were in the same situation. You want to come help me out?
I would come help you out.
Nah.
If I had a card, I would come down there and get you. I've gotten him before.
I don't believe you.
I'm just going to say this. I don't want to say any names. I don't want to say any places. Certain people, though, better watch out for speed limit changes. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say.
You see me coming, you move over. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm just telling you.
He's commenting on driving. Man, it's 5:30 in the morning.
Okay.
Kick rocks.
You're roadblocking.
I tell you why, I wouldn't speed around that one track. There's a lot of obstacles because people are popping out of there like shopping carts and whatnot.
There's no obstacles. Well, there are tons of them, but there are none.
We have a situation on our way where it drops speed limit like that. And the first day we did the show, I got a little warning there. Because they were waiting. Just going to say, might want to be careful.
Your first day of the show, we came in the middle of the day. It's 5:30 in the morning.
No, the first day we did the morning show.
I'm going to tell you, if a cop is waiting there 5:30 in the morning, I take the L.
What are you?
Tailgating.
You'll take the L.
What are you doing?
Well, speaking of taking the L, LeBron James. yesterday was the first time he had spoken on the China situation and Daryl Morey's tweet. Here's a little bit of LeBron James before the Lakers Warriors, I think they were taking on yesterday, their preseason game.
We all talk about this freedom of speech. Yes, we all do have freedom of speech, but at times there are ramifications for the negative that can happen when you're not thinking about others and you're only thinking about yourself. So I don't believe, I don't want to get a word or sentence feud with Daryl Morey, but I believe he wasn't educated on the situation at hand, and he spoke. So many people could have been harmed, not only financially, but physically, emotionally, spiritually. So just be careful what we tweet and we say and what we do, even though, yes, we do have freedom of speech, but there can be a lot of negative that comes with that, too.
Oh.
What happened?
So we all know, we realize that NBA, the players, all that are on the cusp of losing billions if they piss off China, right?
Okay.
On the other hand, here's LeBron, who has never been afraid to speak his mind about anything when it comes to human rights, justice, all of that stuff.
Uh-huh.
And now that it might affect his pocket, now he's going to keep his mouth shut.
He also tweeted afterwards because obviously people, the idea that LeBron's speaking on it got a lot of attention, clearly. He then tweeted, let me clear up confusion. I do not believe there was any consideration for the consequences and ramifications of the tweet, Morey's tweet. I'm not discussing the substance. Others can talk about that. My team in this league went through a difficult week. I think people need to understand what a tweet or statement can do to others, and I believe nobody stopped and considered what would happen. It could have waited a week to send it. I actually kind of agree with that part.
Yeah, like I don't
I don't disagree with the timing. It's just like I don't know because
Daryl Morey
clearly did not know what the ramifications of that tweet were going to be. Right? He's not sending that tweet if he knows that the hellstorm that's going to follow with that. He's not
probably not
that.
No. But on the other hand, like I listen. I mean, what's going on in Hong Kong is a tough situation, man.
This is the thing, though. Can I be honest with you? Now all of a sudden everybody's upset with the stuff we get from China and the shoes you wear and the clothes you wear.
I'm not upset about that.
No, but like that's the thing
nobody
I find interesting.
Nobody cared.
Cared about this. Right. I just think it's, and I'm not saying you can't get your eyes open to some certain things. I just think that it's hilarious. You expect the guys who sell shoes.
Want me to tell you why?
To be upset that they're upset that they're not going to get the shoe money anymore.
Want me to tell you why? Because now they can stand on their soapbox. Because somebody in the NBA has either put their foot in their mouth or won't talk about it or protecting their money that comes from it.
Well, Adam Silver obviously got, told them, hey, enough.
Well, no, actually what the reports are is that he had a tense meeting with them and a lot of the players were saying, if this was a player who tweeted something like do you think the ramifications are going to be?
No, but I think on the front
and
side
I think they're upset because Daryl Morey didn't face any ramifications of that. It was just kind of, no, we back our guy with his free speech and our employees and what they're allowed to say. It's just, we just wouldn't say it about China, who gives us a lot of money. That's what they were upset about. And I think that LeBron, I don't know if I think it comes from a couple of places. I think he's upset because, yes, it obviously affects a grand amount of his money because he has a huge following over there. China makes him a lot of money, as it does a lot of players. You know, Dwayne Wade has a shoe deal with a Chinese shoe company. You see the last time Dwayne went to China?
Yeah.
They had to literally shut down a mall.
Correct.
Because that's how famous he is over there and beloved he is over there.
It's also because UD was with him. So.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. He culture.
Yeah.
You know? A lot of the Chinese basketball fans, they're he culture. I don't have to tell you, Leroy. Yeah. But this is the thing I find odd about it, though, right? I'm not... understood. The Hong Kong stuff, a lot of the stuff has been brought to light from my eyes. I didn't know a lot of the stuff was going down, you know, with what was going with protests and whatnot and Hong Kong trying to get pro-democracy. But I think the thing that's interesting is there's still a lot, correct me if I'm wrong, there's still a lot of people in China that love basketball, correct?
Correct.
Correct.
It's a hugely popular sport, and if you have basketball players who they love to follow and love to buy their shoes and love to buy their products and love to watch them play basketball, are they not supposed to take money for that? Like, is that
no,
are you a bad human being because you want to keep you
that's
want,
not the issue
because they want
the
to pay
issue
for your
is,
it's
the
not?
Issue is
you,
they won't they won't here
you're missing
here's the problem
what right. am I missing on
the
that?
Problem is that they people think that you have to take a stand. And that stand is that if you are not, or if China's going to take their money out of, you know, the NBA, or however they're going to do it, that you're not allowed to go in. You can't have it both ways.
No. Here's the issue is that no one is talking. It's not about the shoes and all that stuff that people are arguing about. It's that... here's a human rights issue, which is Hong Kong, which has lived as it was, obviously it was run by Britain. Then it got taken over by China, but it was an autonomous region where basically they had their own laws and didn't have to abide by the exact dictator regime that China had. And all those laws are changing, mass protests, things going on, human rights violations. And in the past, NBA players, especially LeBron, have been very outspoken about that stuff. Remember the whole just shut up and play dribble? That member?
No. Yeah, he's not. No. He's not. He's.
He never commented on it.
He's not speaking on Hong Kong.
But that's what people are saying.
Yeah, you're right. But like,
why are you all about the business now? When it involves your shoe deal, when before when it involved other social issues,
hold on, that may not have impacted you monetarily.
Can I ask you this?
You were able to open your mouth.
This in all honesty.
Yeah.
Wouldn't we all be that way?
What do you mean?
If we all did business over there and we wanted to continue to do business, wouldn't we be?
I don't know. If I stood for something, I'd stood for something.
Really? So you said you stand for all things equally?
Don't even respond to this.
No,
you are lying.
No, I mean,
you are 100% lying.
I take a stand.
But
this is the thing,
because it sounds right.
But let's be
it sounds right. It sounds great.
But it's something I believe in.
It's not reality, though.
Okay, but let's be honest about this. So the only way that LeBron can win yesterday is if he gets in front of those microphones and he goes, "Daryl Morey was right. We got to support Hong Kong in this."
Correct.
Right after a week where they just left China, where they're all fearing for whatever the hell they were
going
through, and their commissioner is basically begging China not to split up business because, again, it is still big business. There are still a lot of people in that country who like watching the sport and supporting those players and everything, and they don't want it being taken away from them. So yes, I understand.
Here's the thing.
I understand.
It's about the hypocrisy of it. That's the problem. NBA and the players are all about justice unless it hurts their pocket.
Okay, aren't we all like that?
No.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really? Okay, so.
Tell me, why are you even
No, because
you know he's lying.
Well, this is the thing I find fascinating about it, though.
He wants to sound good on the radio. He ain't trying
to
be honest.
I'm not trying to sound good. That's what I believe in.
Here's how life works.
You believe Entercom, bro.
It is so easy to take that stand when you don't actually have to make that decision. You understand what I'm saying? It's easy to do that when it's never, when you're never, for example, we have another situation in sports with the paternity leave.
Yeah, that was
now,
stupid.
Now, I sat down and tried to figure out any moment in my professional career, could I make that decision? And I could never find a way to put myself in those shoes.
To take paternity leave over missing a game?
Right. Because I couldn't think of a moment in time where that would apply to me. So if I were to make that decision, it would be not being able to experience it to know what I would really do. And so I would say, I don't know what I would do. But we're all going to stand here and make the comments on, oh, it's either family first or whatever you believe. We're going to make that determination when I wish there was a way that I could get people to understand how difficult that decision was.
Mm-hmm.
Because guess what? I understand David Sampson. He ran a baseball team.
Yeah.
You paying baseball players to perform so that you can get the opportunity to win a championship. And if one of those players chose not to show up in one of those moments, how you would have a problem with it. That being said, when baseball's long gone, he's going to have family.
Correct.
And so can we pick a situation where we would have to make that decision? There's not anything as big as that.
I just think this is the thing, though. Like, with LeBron James, you're such a damn big entity, right? And he's not just a basketball player. We're way over, aren't we, Robbie? We'll take a break. We'll be back with more after this.
You got
Welcome back, everybody. We're giving you a chance to win $1,000.
Yep.
In 17 minutes. Channing's change. I forgot what the word is, too. Do you know what it is, Robbie?
I know what the word is.
Oh, yeah, because he's got it prepped.
He's loaded.
He's got it locked and loaded.
So, here.
Needless to say, the text line is quite on fire right now. 67974.
Well, so is this room during the
break. Here. Oh, let me make this point again. This is not about whether I support LeBron or support Daryl Morey or any of those things.
Mm-hmm.
All I was basically trying to say was, I would wonder if there was a situation where I could put you in to see if you would make the decisions you demand of others to make. And that's the frustrating part for me, is because I can't find a circumstance. The same thing with Daniel Hudson. I couldn't find a circumstance that I could fine that would put me in that situation. Not a game, not a moment that I would have to make a decision that difficult. And so it's hard for me to comment, right or wrong, when I would never be in that situation to make that decision.
Texter writes in, LeBron has bleep you money. If you don't take a stand, then I can't listen to you when you talk about injustice in the UFC. Well,
can you feel strongly about one thing and not something else?
Well, this is the thing that I find with most things today. This isn't just a LeBron thing. I feel like more people are just happy that it's like, gotcha, LeBron.
Right. Correct.
It's like those people don't really care about injustice in Hong Kong or what's going on with China. They're just happy that they got LeBron on an inconsistency, and they're like, ha, gotcha. You tweeted a Martin Luther King quote in 2018 about injustice, and you don't really care about injustice. Gotcha. You don't really give a rat's ass about people in Hong Kong. Right. You don't. It, like, I'm sure there are some people. I'm sure, like Beast, who's educated himself on Hong Kong. I'm sure that people, oh, bleep, I didn't realize what was going on there. Opened my eyes to this. But I think most people right now who want to shout on television and the radio at LeBron James about being a hypocrite or being inconsistent on something or caring more about money, it's like, I think you're just doing that because you're like, yeah, I got him.
I mean,
it's like, we got you on this thing, LeBron. It was just like when Trump was looking for a moment just to pounce on Steve Kerr. It's like, yeah, gotcha, Steve Kerr. You were like a little boy. It's like, well, I guess, but Steve Kerr has an employer. One employee almost nearly got fired for talking about this. You know, I've been told plenty of things on Entercom I can't talk about. Am I a hypocrite because I can't talk about him, or do I just want to keep my job? Yeah, I want to keep my job. I got a family to feed. I don't know what to tell you. Now, in that guy's case where he says, oh, LeBron has bleep you money, well, that's golden for him. But he also is the face of a company, Nike, which has a giant partnership with the NBA. Also does a lot of manufacturing in China. There's a lot of ramifications for it. It's not just, oh, yeah, guess what? Bleep it, guys. I'm going to do this and walk away. Like, what about all the salary cap? LeBron James has been the vice president of the Players Association. How about that affecting everybody else's salary in the league? Well, everybody should just be happy with making good NBA money, not great NBA money.
All I would like to say,
and I think that's, and Leroy, I think before you make your point, I think that's probably why they are pissed at Daryl Morey, saying like, oh, okay, because if a player did this, he probably is not going to be on the team anymore, or there's going to be some ramifications of that guy if he really affected the business of the NBA's relationship in China, and Daryl Morey is just kind of like, oh, sorry, said something. And I think that's ultimately more of what LeBron is pissed about, is that this guy goes off and he says something, has a stand on something, and doesn't realize while these guys are in China,
right?
In China, mm-hmm. while it's all going on,
right?
How that's going to affect them.
Right. I mean, again, I get you can feel how you want about it. I'm not questioning how anybody feels, whether you think, you know, LeBron's a hypocrite or whatever. I just think that decision that he would make has more ramifications than affecting his so-called $700 million. If it only affected his $700 million, can we say that maybe he would make a different stand? But think of how many different people, how many different businesses, how many that he has nothing to do with that it would affect. Have to kind of be careful with that.
This is why.
And we can all sit here and say what we would do. You're a damn liar. You don't know what you would do because you have never been put. I would have never been put in that situation. And the only thing I'm saying to you is this. I can honestly say, even though I feel strongly a certain way about it, I don't know if I had that much responsibility, how I would handle it.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
In reality, like, obviously, there's a lot to lose with the situation by a lot of people.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron just came out and said, listen, you know, blah, 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 blah. But I do believe the people of Hong Kong, you know, should be treated fairly.
Now you're telling him what to say.
No, I'm just saying if he said that, I'm asking a question.
No, it'll be something else.
What do you mean?
It'll be people who complain about something else
statement. I'm asking you, if he said that, how much money would he lose? He's like,
but what about everybody else? What about the NBA? What about the salary cap? What about all the other things that could happen if he said the wrong thing? So if the NBA loses all this money, right? And now all the guys he plays with, their salaries get cut 20% because the salary cap goes down. Mm-hmm. Then what? The ramifications of him saying certain things is greater than his beliefs. And it's not just him. He will live fine if he didn't get another penny in his life. But what about his brother he played basketball next to?
True.
Okay. What about the teams that the salary cap would affect? What about all the other players in the NBA? Now go make that decision with all that on your brain.
No, I was just
okay.
asking.
Okay. I'm not saying LeBron's right or wrong. I'm just saying, do we honestly believe that if we were in his shoes with all the ramifications of making a comment in a decision, that we could just go ahead on and only care about ourselves and make the decision because the money doesn't matter to me?
I just think we're in this standpoint where people care more about getting their reaction to
sure.
him being inconsistent about it than they are actually about whatever issue is actually at large.
Like everybody's got a soapbox and want to stand up on the street corner and tell everybody how bad they are without realizing, hey, man, guess what? We all have been in situations where we've probably made decisions that we would criticize somebody else for making because that's what we had to do. That's the real world. That's real life. Mm-hmm. And in certain situations, we all are hypocrites. And I'm definitely not going to stand on my soapbox and call somebody else a hypocrite because I probably have done some of that too.
Well, case in point, like if this Hong Kong thing was a huge issue, right? And the first person to tweet about it was Daryl Morey, and he truly cared about it. Did he resign the next day?
Nope, sure didn't.
Because it probably would have fixed a lot of stuff, right?
Right.
But he's still the GM of the Rockets?
Yep.
Okay. That's interesting. But nobody seems to mention that. They care more about LeBron being a hypocrite.
Sure.
Than
absolutely.
Daryl Morey, who actually had the stance, but he's still working for the NBA. When he, you know, when everything was falling apart and other people were in another country. Weird. It's probably not analytics on it, though. Otherwise, he'd be all over it. Back more after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.